Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, technology, a force for advancement that brings new and exciting experiences into our lives. But what happens when something from the other side takes control of that technology for its own purposes? Can spirits manipulate our devices and deliver messages to the living? That's the question we ask today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802, our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online, to share your real ghost stories with us. If you like the show, keep us on the air, become an extra podcast person, as we call them. You sign up to do that over at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories, or just search Real Ghost Stories Online on Patreon. And you get access to all of our bonus episodes, brand new ones every week. They're called the EPP bonus episodes. You'll hear us referencing them quite frequently. You get that. You get the advanced episodes. All of it's commercial free, the whole archive, all ad free. And it is literally, when you kind of add up all the audio, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories ever created. It's kind of neat. So check that out, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Maybe a late, super late Christmas present for yourself, something like that. Maybe near Christmas. Yeah, check it out. If you go for a full year, you can get 1 month free as well. So check it out. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
You just rattled off all of those amazing things, and you never even mentioned the new voice of Robert Stack. Like, who has that?
Oh, well, yeah, and we have Robert Stack. Like, yeah.
Right? But what's so crazy to me about that Robert Stack is that, like, the way, because it's not real, obviously, he's dead.
We don't really have Robert Stack.
And there's
Stack,
some kind of program or some magic that you've done on your end.
Yes.
But that's how he talks.
Yeah.
You know, like the Casey Kasem one will sound robotic and weird.
I'm going to work on that one, though.
Which makes, it's adorable. Yeah. I think it's cute. But the Robert Stack's creepy, actually. Because it sounds so much like him.
His ups and downs in his delivery.
It is.
I'm really impressed with it. But that's a fun little new thing for 2022 here on the old program.
And I did want to say a quick thank you, because if you're an EPP, one of the benefits are you're hearing this right away. And if you're not, you're hearing this like the end of January or something like that. Mm-hmm. But so I just wanted to say, last Wednesday, my dog turned 16. And yes, I had him a birthday party and had some people over, and it was really sweet. And I decorated and all this stuff.
And Buddy got drunk.
And Buddy got shit faced. and I posted a bunch of pictures on Instagram and Facebook and stuff. Of course, it was my job. But I had some of the nicest comments from listeners of this show. It was just really, really sweet. And it really touched my heart. And I got messages from all over the world.
Continue on.
That's very special. That's what I wanted to say. Keep smiling.
Never thought I'd feel this way.
No one says it better than Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I completely destroyed your moment.
But yeah, it was just really special.
It was.
I appreciated it. I appreciated it very much.
Yeah.
Because like a dog getting to 16, you know, in his... Back in the day, he was a 67-pound dog. So he's not huge, but he's not little either. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't weigh that much now. But I don't know. It was just very special. So I just wanted to say thank you. I read all the comments.
They were very sweet.
I appreciated it very much.
They were. It's always neat to see, too, where people are listening and kind of hear. I mean, because it's like, it still blows my mind, you know, just where
I got a sweet message from Australia. And mm-hmm. It was... Tracy Higgins. It was really sweet. And Tracy loves Robert Stack too.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. That made me feel good.
Cool. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first story. It says, hello, my name is Shayla. I just recently discovered this podcast. I've always been really into paranormal and true crime stories. I usually listen to true crime at work to pass the time, but lately I've been wanting to find a good paranormal one, and that is how I discovered this podcast. So this story takes place when I was about, I don't know, maybe 10 years old. It was a couple years after my mom and dad split up, and I was visiting my dad. My dad moved to a different state when he and my mom separated, so my sister and I would visit him every other weekend during school. We would see him every other week during the summers. It was summertime, so me and my sister were going to be with my dad for a week. The only problem with this was that my dad worked crazy hours weekdays, so my sister and I would usually stay with grandma. This week we were staying with my grandma. My dad's side of the family is all very close, and my grandma would often house sit for my aunt and uncle while they were away. This week, my grandma was house-sitting for them. So me and my sister were staying with my grandma at my aunt and uncle's house. This was something that we did often and were used to. My aunt and uncle had two daughters that were a lot younger than my sister and I, but we were still very close. Where my youngest cousin used to point at things around the house and start crying like she feared something. Let me tell you a little bit about this house. When I was younger, I always thought of my aunt and uncle as the rich part of my family. My uncle is a very salesman-like guy and makes very good money. This house was brand new. They had it built for them. Therefore, they were the only family that had ever lived in that house. It was built in one of those neighborhoods where all the houses look alike. It was also very nice and modern. There was nothing creepy about this house at all. One day when we were with my grandma house-sitting, the most terrifying thing happened to me. I told my friends and family about this, and I swear to them, I'm not making it up, but I don't think they really believed me. Okay, so like I said, this was a very nice house. It was two stories, and the stairs were like that style where it was two flights connected with a little landing in the middle. I don't remember what that's called. Anyway, on this day, my sister and I were sitting at the very top of the stairs hanging out. She was playing with her Nintendo DS. I was on my brand new Kindle. I was doing this singing that I was obsessed with. I'd go on YouTube, look up a song I really liked, go to the lyric video, and then learn every single lyric. And then the lyrics by pausing the video on each different slide of lyrics, reading them to myself over and over. Then I'd start the video from the beginning and sing every lyric I had just learned until I got the lyric slide. I hadn't learned it yet. Anyway, it was a very long process, but I loved doing this for some reason. I was in love with music and thought I was the most amazing singer. So while my sister and I were hanging out at the top of the stairs, my grandma was downstairs in the living room watching TV. Eventually, my sister got bored of hanging out with me and went downstairs to hang out with my grandma. Leaving me alone, I strongly remember not wanting her to go because I was scared to be alone. This was weird because I'd never been scared to be alone in that house before. After my sister went downstairs, I continued doing my singing thing. After a couple minutes, though, I got scared. Again, this is a very abnormal thing for me to be frightened and feeling this in this house. I usually felt very comfortable and happy. Since I was scared, I moved to the bottom of the first set of stairs and was sitting on the landing in between the stairs. This way, I could see what was at the very bottom of the stairs, and I felt a little safer. Went back to doing my song thingy. I usually not let myself stop until I had learned the whole song word for word. The song that I was learning this day was "Hey There, Delilah" by the Plain White Tees. I'd made it to the part of the song where he sings, "If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all." If you'd heard this song, then you know what I'm talking about. By the way, this song was verified popular at one point, so I'm sure most people will know it. I paused the video to learn those parts of the lyrics and began singing on my own. As I was singing, I heard something in my ear. It sounded like something was harmonizing with me. I wasn't sure if I was just hearing things, so I stopped singing. This was my mistake, because when I stopped singing, I heard something in my ear singing with me. It was singing the lyrics, "Take Your Breath Away," or at least that's all I heard, because those were the next step lyrics when I stopped singing. The voice was deep and monstrous. It sounded, I don't know, like a zombie. Also, my Kindle was warm and started vibrating. My heart completely stopped. I screamed as loud as I could, threw my Kindle to the bottom of the stairs, and ran into the living room where my grandma and sister were. I was petrified. All I could do was stand there in front of them and cry. I was shaking and could not get my words out when my grandma tried asking me what was wrong. I was probably scaring my poor grandma and sister to death. Finally, my grandma calmed me down a little and was able to tell her what happened. I don't quite remember how she reacted because I was so young and don't remember all the details. She did try telling me that it was just a hacker on my Kindle because I'd been on it for so long. I assured her that that was not the case because, for one, how does a hacker speak out to you on your Kindle? And how does the voice singing in my ear come if it was coming from my Kindle? That night I slept with my grandma and I was still scared about what had happened until I left that house. To this day, I still get chills when I hear the song. When people used to play it on the radio, I'd get very bad anxiety, but that doesn't happen as much anymore. Thankfully, my aunt and uncle sold that house years ago and built a new one. Anyway, I hope you liked my experience. I like the reaction. It's a hacker. It's got to be a hacker.
Well, that's what grandma would say. Yeah. She doesn't know. She just heard that term.
It's a hacker. That's
obviously
great.
Obviously, it's a hacker.
I love it.
Because that's how that... And I love how that... Because... You know, the kid couldn't have been that old at that time. It's like, yeah. Grandma, it's not how that works. But that is a freaky thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very distinct. And that would scare the crap out of you. You know, and it makes me wonder, it doesn't sound like lots of other things, or maybe did other people have experiences in that house? Was it just that experience?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like that was the only one, and it being a brand new property. I mean, again, you just, you know, brand new property doesn't really mean anything when it comes to hauntings.
Right.
I mean, do you increase your odds of having one if you're at a very old place? Sure. In that aspect you do, but it certainly also doesn't mean that just because you're in a new house that you're not going to have anything, because there's objects, there's people, there's land. There's many, many things that have gone on in this space that are going to contribute to the energy in that place beyond the bricks and the wood that is the structure of the home.
Yeah, because like tonight I stopped by my friend's house and she moved in not too far from me. And so she baked cookies and wanted to give me some. So I'm like, hey, down with that.
And you played with a Ouija board.
So played with a Ouija board. And she showed me these. She was really proud of them because she found them at some estate sale or something. It's these like figurines and they look old.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a lamp that had figurines on the base of it. Like it's, I don't know, they're dancing or something. I found them creepy AF and yeah. She just loved them.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're cool looking. Don't get me wrong. But when I saw them, I was like, I could not have those in my house.
Yeah.
There is no way I could have those in my house. And like, it doesn't bother her at all.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, even if it's a new house, you could bring in the creepy dolls and liven that place right on up. So it could be any number of things.
It really could.
But I also think something like that is such a, like, he or she really, really remembered that. Like it happened that way.
Well, and that experience was very, you know, intimate too. I mean, just the way that it all happened, there's like a voice in your ear and it's like, what? And then the thing starts shaking. I mean, they do shake, you know, with whatever sometimes it's doing, but obviously they probably know when it's shaking normally or there's something else going on.
Right.
So.
No, I thought that was creepy.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't feel good. It didn't feel like, oh, it's just, you know, Uncle Louie or something.
Yeah, an adorable little ghost wanting to sing.
Yeah, that's not how it felt. No, very just dark.
No, and that's like a thing. Okay, you're doing that to a kid, just, and you know it's going to scare the crap out of the kid.
Yeah.
You know, not funny.
Yeah, I mean, I get, you know, there's, I don't know. I mean, it just, it's either, it feels like it would have been a dark type person or meaning negative or something else. I don't know. I mean, because, I mean, if you're a disturbed type person, you wouldn't care about, you know, messing with a kid. I mean, if you're really dark and, you know, mean and evil. So, I mean, then I think it's just hard to know. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. What is it, buddy?
It was my cat.
Oh,
my cat walked past him.
Oh, so the cat's barking now?
No, Rizzo just walked past Buddy.
Oh, Buddy. Okay, Buddy barked. Okay.
It was literally the dog.
Okay, let's go to our...
What? How dare you walk past me?
Let's go to a caller. Hi.
Hi, Tony. My name is Olivia Mosevic. I have called here before, but some things have been happening recently, and I thought, you know what, I'll call in. Just let you know what's going on. So, in my college, it's an old college, but there, you know, when you go to a college, you see new buildings. There's some old buildings from like the 80s or whatnot, and there's this building I would go to. I was in a fabrication class where you learn how to weld metals and, you know, do some woodwork. So, in that building, whenever I would go into that lab, there was a big room for, you know, the welding course, but then there was a door that led to another room on the left. So when you come down the stairs, you see the room, and then right at the left there was the woodworking shop or something like that. So usually we would all kind of put our bags in the wood shop and come out to do whatever we needed to do for the class for the day. And sometimes I would get there a bit early, and when I would, there'd be like moments where I felt a little off, like there's something wrong with the place, but I wasn't thinking about it too much because, you know, I was thinking about homework, exams, whatnot, so I just kind of blew it off. But there was a day where it was fall break and I was still at school because I had to make up some assignments, and my professor emailed me and said, hey, I think you took home one of the items you had to do because I don't have a grade for it. If you could bring it back, that'd be great. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll be right there as soon as I'm done with whatever. And so it was around like 3-4 p.m. and I walked to the lab and I knew he was there, and I'm very light on my feet. I found him and I tapped his shoulder and he jumped, and I thought it was odd that it's like he should have heard me, but I guess he didn't. And he's like, sorry, you really freaked me out. I didn't hear you come in. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm here to bring in the piece that you wanted to grade. And he's like, okay, perfect. And then I was like, why did you jump like that? Because that was kind of like an unusual, like, oh, jump. Because usually it's like a little jolt, but he like jumped. So he's like, you're gonna think I'm crazy, but this place is haunted. And instantly I was like excited because I love this stuff. So I was like, oh, okay, I mean, are you pulling my leg? Because I wanted to see if he was joking, because personally I didn't see a place like this because the building's not that old. It was probably like 20-30 years old. It wasn't too old. And I was like, so are you you're sure you're not pulling my leg? And he's like, no, I'm not, because a man died here, actually. And I was like, really? Like, in shock. And he said, yeah. And he's like, do you want me to show you where? And I said, sure, because why not? And so he took me into the wood shop. And he said, well, the old professor, he died here. His name was Todd. He went to go set up the area, and he just had a heart attack right here, and it was like by the light switch, which is another entrance into the wood shop. And I was like, oh, so that's what it was, when I felt off in the room. Because looking back, I'm like, I did feel like I was not alone in the room, but I didn't want to go crazy because I've had a lot of experiences with paranormal. I don't have anything attached to me, but my sister had something going on in her house, but that's for another time. And when I was very young, I saw my grandfather everywhere. And I was probably like 3-4 at the time, but I wasn't aware that he passed away before I was born. I thought he passed away after. So I thought he was just alive and with us. So I found that crazy. So I think part of me is like, I think this is why I'm a bit sensitive. I don't think I can sense stuff right away, but I feel like I have a eerie like senses of like there's something off about this place. I don't know what it is, but now I realize, oh, so this is what it is. But I'm rambling on, sorry. But now I asked my professors, like, so does Todd do anything? And he's like, he turns on the radio all the time. He'll flicker the lights. And whenever somebody doesn't believe me, when I tell them about this, he sometimes, you know, likes to mess around with the students and freak them out by, like, turn off the lights or turning off one of the welding machines. And I thought that was crazy. But at the same time, it's like, I don't think this is a bad entity. I think this is just a normal man who just, you know, died here and he's just stuck. So every now and then my professor would come up to me and tell me about what's going on, because I think he felt safe to tell me, because I wasn't thinking he was crazy about it. But he would tell me stuff that he would do, like sometimes he'll turn off the lights, it'll be dark in the place, and he'll, you know, get nervous. And I'm like, well, maybe, you know, try not to show a reaction, maybe he'll stop. Because I know that some spirits like to get the attention of a person, but if you ignore it, it's like sometimes they stop, or it could get worse. I wasn't aware of what I was telling this man, but I was just like basing it off of stuff that I've seen, things that I've heard, especially on this show. I'm like, I learn things as I go. And he's like, well, I feel like he wants to communicate with me. And I said, maybe he does. And he said, well, should I get a Ouija board? I instantly cut him off. I said, do not get a Ouija board. And he asked me why. And I said, just trust me, don't do it. Because if you weren't aware, whenever you pray, you know how you bow your head? He said, yes. I said, well, they're subconsciously, like, you're opening yourself up. You're opening your soul to who you're speaking to. So, like, the Lord, you bow your head because you're letting him read your mind and read into your soul what you're feeling. But if you, when you're doing a Ouija board, your head is also bent down, so you're opening that door to something bad. So he's like, okay, won't do that. But I haven't had anything crazy happen, but there was a day where we were doing something with sheet metal, and me and these two other girls were in the wood shop, everybody else was in the workshop for welding, and Hunter, I just said his name. Well, the other professor came in, and he doesn't work in the welding area, but he helps the main professor out when he needs it. So he was there, and I asked him, have you had anything weird happen to you? He said, yeah. A lot of things happened to me, but there was one time I ran out. And mind you, these are agriculture men. These are farmers. These are the men that you wouldn't expect to be running out of a building from some weird, spooky, you know, situation. So I believe that they're being honest. This is not fake. And he said that he was here on Christmas Eve wrapping his kids' presents, and he heard talking in the wood shop. So he calls out, and he calls out to the other professor to see if it was him, and the talking stopped. And he went into the room, and he turned on the lights. No one was there, and he said, I did not want to be in here, so I left. And he left his kids' gifts because he was that scared. So, but while he was talking to me and the other girls, one of them didn't want to hear it because she was too scared of that stuff. The other one was, like, in on it. But we were talking, and something just something fell upstairs. There was like a catwalk above us, and there was like a separate room, and something fell in that room. And I looked up at it, and I looked at him. I said, is there somebody in there? Are they okay? And he's like, I think that was Todd. And I was like, oh. And so when I was in there with one of the girls, it was really quiet because it was towards the end of the day. And I started hearing somebody walking back and forth, like in the corner where this man supposedly died. And I didn't say anything because I'm like, if I say something, they're going to think I'm in on this, like, ooh, there's a ghost here. So I just kept to myself because I didn't want to scare anybody or make them think that I'm crazy. But then my friend looked at me. She's like, please tell me you're hearing that too. And I'm not going crazy from all the stuff that I'm hearing today from about this, like, ghost. And I'm like, nope, I hear it too. And I would leave to go cut the sheet metal. And she's like, don't leave me here alone. It just, do your thing. I don't think he's going to bother you. But she said that the walking stopped and she heard somebody coming towards her, and she had to get up and, like, leave the room. She didn't feel comfortable being there by herself, but I was okay too because I knew that Todd wouldn't bother me. But yeah, no, nothing else has really happened, but my professor told me here and there that he'll turn on the sinks this day or mess with the radio that day, but I haven't heard much since. But yeah, this was very out of whack, forgive me. But I hope that you can air this, and I hope you enjoy the story. I have plenty of other stories, but I'm going to leave those for another time.
All right. Thanks for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on all of that?
Well, I think that most definitely she has a good ghost detector sense because, you know, I think we're not all people who can tell, you know, I can't go in and tell you what the spirit was, or I can't. I don't have that ability.
You just don't
want
to.
But I can sure as hell feel when something's there. Well, no, I do not want to. I shut that shit down. But I mean, like the way she was talking about feeling it is how I feel it.
Yeah.
You know, it's that weird, like there's something there, like my heart starts fluttering and it's just weird. It's like there's something here and it's pretty intense when it happens. I don't like it. I want to leave. And so I think it's interesting, though, because if it was an instructor and he died there, probably, you know, most teachers, not all of them, but a lot of them love teaching, and to die doing something you love, you know, maybe he wants to hang around. Like, you know, being a teacher is your identity in a lot of ways, like, because teaching is more than just a profession. It's kind of who you are.
It is. It is one of those professions that really, you know, it's very much identified with who you are. You're right.
Because you are a teacher,
yep,
which is a pretty profound thing to be, teaching people things. And so that would be part of your identity. And, you know, maybe he just didn't want to leave, you know, and it was sudden. And it's like, okay, you really are gone. But then I also think she gave some wise advice to the other instructor, like, no, don't. I think he wants to get through to me. Well, I think he could. You know, he's scaring the crap out of you, so he obviously is getting through. But I don't think a Ouija board's going to help that.
Yeah.
Like, my go-to, let's get a Ouija board and talk with the dead. You know, it's just not a good idea.
It's like using a landline these days. There's so many more efficient ways to do it. It's like a landline with a dial, and then and you have to talk to the operator, too. Like,
I was on a landline the other day at work, and it was so funny because I somebody was outside my office, and I had to go shut the door. And so I'm like, can you hold on? And it felt so weird setting my phone down.
I know.
So I could go shut my door. And I came back, and I was laughing. And I said, I can't tell you last time I had to set my phone down because I had to go shut the door. And it's just weird.
It
is very old-timey.
It feels weird.
Yeah.
When you have to do that. I'm trying to think. I recently saw a landline somewhere and I was just like, oh my God, it's a landline. And I just kind of felt weird thinking that, but it's like, yeah, it's so weird to, I don't see that half the time anymore.
Yeah. Well, in an office is one thing, but in somebody's home, it's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Then it really is. But I mean, I held on to mine for quite a while. I would say, I don't know, probably 2010, but I think I had it because like the thing we were doing with the radio station at the time was like an endorsement and they just gave it to you. I never actually had it. I had it hooked up initially, like in like 2006 or something it was hooked up, but then like I moved and I never rehooked it up, but it was like, it was wired in, but I never put a phone on it. So.
Yeah. And I had a phone and then I just got tired of all of the spam calls.
That's all you get.
I just unplugged it.
Yeah.
I never shut the service off because I had the same deal as free. So yeah. I was like, I don't care. And then finally they're like, we're going to disconnect this number. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. Here's a funny one. For years, we'll wrap on this. It was an endorsement deal with the radio station where we talked about the service of this TV company, and then we got like free cable and internet and that sort of stuff. and I left the station, I still had free cable and internet the entire time I lived in that city.
Shut up.
They never turned it off. No. And it just kept going. So I didn't say anything. I'm like, when are they going to realize, like, I'm not endorsing them anymore? So I'm like, cool, I'm good. So I'm the one who turned it off when I moved. Like, I could have left it there for the next people. Like,
that's
here.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was like, it was more than a year. I think it was like almost like 2 years of, free cable and internet. Yeah, I don't know. It was one of those like, well, if I don't say anything, I guess it'll be good.
So, I wouldn't say anything.
No, it was. I was kind of disappointed when I moved. So I'm like, I have to pay for this again.
It's like, damn, I have to put that back in the budget.
I know. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of which there for you to binge away on anytime. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.